Thraster could bring the aged machine to crackling life. He turned up the volume control, listening with his head cocked.
There we go.
Strasser approached Ryan. He stooped, his face inches from Ryan's.
Ah, the stench of mortal fear. How much I love it. The one thing that I love more, my dear Ryan, is the taste of other people's agony.
Strasser closed the door behind him, and Ryan was once more alone. JB and Cuchillo Oro had returned to the rancheria, with Ryan's horse trotting behind them. Christy, Doc, and the others were waiting for them near the neck of the canyon.
They got him? They've taken Ryan, haven't they? Tell us!
The armorer slid wearily from the saddle, handing the reins to a young boy wearing a leather breech clout.
Yeah, Christy. How'd you know? You see it?
Yeah. It was like a mainline hit of the best golden jolt the world ever knew, like a fist clenching inside my skull, like having my brain scooped out and replaced with ice. Yeah, JB, I saw it.
JB knew that Christy carried a strain of Mutie blood in her. Not just the hair, or her unusually sharp-sighted hearing. Christy could sometimes see, but not like a Doomie who saw only the bad future. It was as if she could feel when something was happening, or was going to happen.
Christy said she felt something around 3-4 hours ago, and the shaman said the same. He said he closed his eyes and saw an eagle falling down to the earth, and it had been slain by a shadow. That's what he said, that the eagle had been vanquished by a dark, enveloping shadow.
I knew that it was not a good day. The yellow sky was a bad warning to us, but he said we must go.
What happened? Sekman? Yellow hair? Let's go help. Now!
No, Eyes of Wolf. First must come words and much care.
Trail showed a lot of horses, all shod in iron. Must have second-guessed us. Smarter than we thought. They were waiting at the top of the rise, is my guess. Soon as they got them, they split. They never even looked for us. First we knew was the noise of galloping, and by the time we'd gotten ourselves up the main street, they were a cloud of dust heading toward their fortress.
Is Ryan dead?
Man whose eyes see more approached, looming over everyone, his mirrored glasses reflecting the bright sun.
I see him waiting by the gate to the land of dark spirits, and he...
We don't need all that spirit shit. If Yellowhair's got him, then any double stoop knows he'll kill him. What matters is when, and if we can save him. That's all that matters.
Christy walked away from the others, finding a quiet corner near the still pool. Cuchillo Oro had announced that he would hold a council after the evening meal had been served by the women, and that all of the Anglos would attend it, as well as all of the older warriors of the people. JB had gone with Jack, Doc, and Lori to rest in their wiki-up. Christy had sensed the feeling of bleak failure that hung over the entire camp. If General Yellowhair could capture Ryan as effortlessly as that, then what hope could there be for any of them? She felt close to tears.
Oh, good, strong body, young man. Muscles like iron, but soft here.
Over the months since he'd first met her, Ryan had been trying to learn some of Christy's techniques for self-control, ways that she had been taught to take herself out of her own body at times of great danger or pain. Though he was becoming better at it, he still couldn't shut off the outside world in the way that his lover could. The indistinct sounds of Court Strasser at his play seemed to grind on and on, into Ryan's mind, filling it with a dark horror.
Hurts, doesn't it? Yet, such gentle pressure, really. And if I get this a tad hotter, and then push it as far as it'll go... Can you hear the steam as it hisses? Now, a long, shallow cut along the line here near the oval. This allows me room to hook this under the tendon and scrape, shaving the bone. No sleeping on the job. Now you're awake again, just like me. I'm very awake, Indian. Let's see. Well, where did we get rid of this? If I place this wedge in your mouth... So much easier now the teeth and tongue are out of the way. and screw this to make it wider. There.
Strasser's cruelty had been a legend clear across the Deathlands. What was particularly horrific was that he wasn't actually making any effort at all to interrogate his prisoner. He wasn't bothering to ask him where the entrance was to the Rancheria's Canyon, or how many fighting warriors were in the band of Cuchillo Oro. All that interested him was the further levels of torture for its own bloody sake.
Sleeping again? But you didn't answer any of my questions. Perhaps you're trying to trick me. Well, let's cut along here and then pinch the... No? Oh, then you must be dead. Yeah, why not? You were useless alive, you red-skinned bastard. But I'm sure I can find a use for you now. Yes. Let me just turn this recorder off.
Ryan was left to imagine the rest. In the shadowed canyon, Christie sat alone, refusing offers of food, fighting to clear her mind and link it with Ryan. She used every arcane skill that Sonya Roth had taught her daughter. She knew that Ryan thought he had recognized the tall, skinny leader of the Sekhmen, and she thought she did too, but the memory was blocked.
Thin, with thin eyes, tall and triple bad. Someone that maybe I know as... Gaia, it's Cort Strasser!
She immediately joined the others around the bright fire, telling them her dreadful suspicions about their enemy. Doc Tanner began to tremble, licking his lips nervously.
Cort Strasser! That cacodemon! No, Christie, it surely cannot be he.
It all makes sense, Doc.
He died back in Moxon. Surely the man died. It is more than a soul can bear to think Strasser still breathes the same air. No, I can't...
Laurie patted the old man on the arm, trying to comfort him. Christie thought that Doc had aged 15 years in the past 5 minutes. Recalling the way that the former police chief of Moxon had used Doc Tanner for his plaything, it wasn't surprising that Doc was so deeply shocked at the news.
You can't be certain.
Oh, I'm sure enough, JB. It all fits. Strasser on the run after Moxon was burned out. Ryan had hurt him bad, remember? He runs south and west and finishes here. He finds the renegades that Cuchillo talked about and takes them over. When he learns about the legend of General Custer, he becomes the general. The timing fits, too.
He has the right build. Skinny as a stock whip.
And the way he went for Ryan? Only Ryan. Not you or Cuchillo.
This Strasser. He mean bastard you spoke about?
Yeah, that's him. But are you sure, Christie? You sure that's him?
I saw him in my mind like a homicidal animal. That dead skin and dead voice. And he's got Ryan.
Christie buried her head in her hands. Her crimson hair curled protectively around her face. Cuchillo Oro drove his golden cincada deep into the earth between his feet, clear up to the hilt. His face showed his anger and his frustration.
Ryan Calder is a friend of the people. He is an Anglo, but he is a brother to us. For him to be taken as prisoner by Yellowhair brings nothing but shame to the Mescalero. If he dies, then we are without honor.
And Ryan is without life, which seems badder to me.
But we can do nothing. They have guns and the fortress. If we attack, they will cut us down like corn before the scythe.
And they have Blaster with many mouths that spits fire and lead very quickly.
Gatling? Bastard can jam on you, but while it works... Yeah, they could do some nasty work against your warriors on horseback, Cuchillo.
We are not able to come at them in any other way. The place where old clothes and blasters are kept is under the hang of a mesa.
Can we try and squeak in? At night, maybe?
Strasser knows me, knows Doc, knows Christie.
Cort Strasser knows me, and I know Cort Strasser. A man who smiles and is a devil. A hellhound that will not turn. A wolf in wolf's clothing. Eyes as smooth and hard and black as Apache tears. The knife in the groin, the cold in the night, the shark beneath the polished surface of the limpid ocean. By the three Kennedys! Strasser is the walking death!
Doc rose clumsily to his feet and stumbled away toward the wickiup, followed by an anxious Lori.
But Strasser don't know me. Never met me. Didn't see in Firefight.
So what? You gonna go and spring Ryan on your own?
Why not?
Come on, kid.
Don't call me...
Okay, look. I'm sorry, but come on, Jack. They got 4 or 5 dozen sec men, well-trained. You figure you got a chance?
You figure got better one?
The armorer didn't reply. All were watching him, waiting for him to speak.
Eyes of Wolf speaks with the tongue that is straight.
Any got better idea? No? Then I go.
Then we'd best give some time to talking this one through, Jack.
Sure. How get there, how get in, how get out, how get back. Easy.
The Mescalero veterans all smiled appreciatively at the confidence of the young warrior. Later that evening, Christy ticked off the points that Jack had raised.
Get there on a pony. We'll come as close as we can with you. Get in by pretending to be a Mercy, a gun for hire. You got the balls to carry that one through. Last survivor from a train of land wags massacred by the Apache. Say you want to join up with the Sec men.
Find Ryan, free him, steal horses.
And we'll be around to try and escort you back here, hold off any pursuit.
When?
Tomorrow. Ryan may be chilled now. Sorry, Christy, but true. If too late, try and get out. Must go soonest.
Boy talks like a bothersome telegram. Incidentally, young fellow, my lad, you better watch out for Mr. Strasser and his not-so-pleasant tricks.
What tricks, Doc?
Man's a damnable sodomite, Jack. Just don't drop the soap in the showers when caught Strasser's anywhere close.
Huh?
Jack.
Yeah?
Doc's telling you that Strasser's a double perv. He likes boys, among other things, I would imagine.
Oh. Why didn't you say so, Doc? I'll chill Strasser if I can.
In Deathlands, let it ne'er be said that I slew a sleeping man.
Sensing that the events of the day were catching up on Doc again, Lori led him away to their end of the wiki-up, taking him behind the blanket, pausing to throw a dazzling smile over her shoulder.
Times it seems Doc's on the road back to us, and times it's like he's lost his field manual to living.
But when he's good, he's very good.
Yeah, you're right. Listen, I gotta strip and clean my blasters. Early start again tomorrow.
I'm tired. Doubt I'll sleep easy without Ryan, but I've got to try. Wake me in good time if I'm not up.
Sure.
JB went to his own section of the hut. Jack headed for the door.
Got to see about things.
What about having your bandages changed? Isn't man whose eyes see more going to do that for you, Jack?
No, got to,
I didn't hear you, Jack. What'd you say?
Step slightly, moon will do 'em.
The bandages, Jack?
Yeah, why not?
Come on, don't snap at me like that. I only asked you.
Sorry, Christy. No bad feel about Ryan. Me too. But you know I've never... kinda... And she's real nice to me.
Christy watched Jack, fascinated, wondering whether the white-faced teenager was capable of blushing. But his cheeks remained as muted as alabaster.
Jack, just don't get hurt. And don't hurt Step Slightly Moon, either.
Wouldn't.
In the next few days, we'll know which way the knife landed. Point or hilt. Point, and we're likely all chilled. Hilt, and we'll likely move on somewhere else. Where does that leave you and the girl, Jack? Think about it.
Can't live on what might happen, Christy.
Jack slipped out into the night. Christy was left to wonder whether Ryan still lived. Strasser wasn't taking any chances with his prisoner. He didn't reappear himself, but after a few hours, the cell door opened again. No less than 6 sec men came jostling in, all with handguns. One of the men stepped up to Ryan, the twin stripes of a corporal on his sleeve.
General says you gotta be fed.
Ryan felt the tiniest rise in his spirits. If Strasser was giving him food, then he wasn't likely to begin the butchering process for a while yet. And time was life. While the troopers ranged themselves around the cell, with one on each side of the heavy sec door, the corporal sidled toward the manacled prisoner. There was a bunch of keys hanging on a hook to the left of the entrance, and he used one of them to snap open the cuffs.
You blink out of place and you get chilled, engine lover.
Ryan pulled a face, turning away from the man's rank, stinking breath. One of the sec men backed into the corridor and came in with a tray, which held a battered metal bowl and a drinking mug. He put it down in front of Ryan and moved away. The corporal pointed at the tray with the barrel of his Colt.
Eat it.
Ryan sniffed at the brown sludge in the bowl, noticing that the spoon they'd given him was of soft plastic. Strasser being careful again, he thought.
What is it?
Don't mind what it is, you bastard. Just eat it like you're fucking told.
Six blasters at your shoulder makes even